Tom's heart beat quickly as he passed the great school field or close with its noble elms, in which several games of football were going on, and tried to take in at once the long line of grey buildings, beginning with the chapel and ending with the schoolhouse, the residence of the headmaster, where the great flag was lazily waving from the highest round tower. And he began already to be proud of being a Rugby boy as he passed the school gates with the oriel window above and saw the boys standing there, looking as if the town belonged to them and nodding in a familiar manner to the coachman, as if any one of them would be quite equal to getting on the box and working the team down street as well as he.